In the gospel reading today, after our Lord presented his teaching, he asked his disciples, "Do you understand these things?" They said, "Yes." Now we have to ask ourselves, do we understand them? After all, what our Lord presents to us today is that the kingdom of heaven is like something that is hidden, like a buried treasure in a field, like that one good pearl hidden among the many. Number one, he tells us that it's going to require some work to find it. Number two, it tells us that there is absolutely nothing in this world that is greater. There is nothing in this world that is worth hanging on to as opposed to hanging on to the kingdom of God. That's why the Lord tells us that he sold everything in order to buy that field with the treasure in it. He sold everything in order to get that one pearl of great value. So the obvious point is that Jesus is that pearl of great price. How much is he worth to us? Have we done the work that we need to do to be able to find him, to truly know him in the depths of our being, because that's where he's hidden away, is in our own heart. If we're in the state of grace, he is dwelling there. Are we aware of that? Are we united with him? But in case we want to look at this and say, well, that sounds like an awful lot. Do I really want to do that? Let's flip the table. For Jesus, you are the hidden treasure. For Jesus, you are the pearl of great price. He thought that you were so valuable that he let go of everything in order to purchase your soul. That is how much you are worth to Jesus. He gave up everything, literally. So when he told us in this parable that this man was willing to sell everything that he had in order to get that treasure, that is what Jesus did for you and me. He poured out every drop of his blood. He gave his entire life. He was willing to take on our humanity in order to do this. He humiliated himself, he lowered himself, he made himself one of us. He who is infinitely beyond us made himself one of us so that we would be able to be with him. So how much is that worth to us? How often do we just look at and go, well, that was nice of Jesus to do that, but you know, I didn't ask him to do that, so whatever. No, the real question is, how much is Jesus worth to you? How much is getting to heaven worth to you? That is the question each one of us has to answer in the depth of our own heart. How much is it really worth? Is it worth giving up my sins? Is it worth overcoming my selfishness? Is it worth truly striving to do the work necessary to love the Lord with my whole heart and soul and strength? After all, if we make it to heaven, that's what we're going to do for eternity. And the Lord is asking us to start now. If we know him, that's what we're going to do. If we know about him, no, we're not going to do that. Because just knowing about Jesus isn't going to cut it for anybody. Our selfishness will be far greater than just knowledge about the Lord. We need to know the Lord. And that requires a relationship. That requires striving for union with God. That requires dying to self in order to live for him. That's what he did for us. What are we willing to do for him? So that's the real question. And it's not just a matter of, well, he did this, so I have to do that. It's a question of love. He did what he did because he loves you. The only way that we will be willing to do this for him is if we love him. So once again, to know about Jesus, it's important. We need to know the catechism, but the catechism isn't going to get anyone into heaven. Satan can answer all of the questions in the catechism. He's not getting into heaven. We must love the Lord. So we need to know the truth, because we cannot love what we do not know. But knowledge of the Lord is not enough. We need to know Jesus. We need to know the person of Jesus, not just know the truths about Jesus. And that can only come from a relationship with him. He is right here 24 hours a day in the Blessed Sacrament. We have adoration 24 hours a day for people to come and be with him. Are we willing to spend the time? Are we willing to make the effort? Are we willing ultimately to sell whatever we have? Doesn't mean selling our material goods in this case. It means getting rid of everything that is not of God in order to find that one treasure that is buried deep within, to unpack it, to get rid of all the junk that we piled on top of it, and find that one pearl of great price. Jesus did that because in his mind, you are that pearl of great price. Now the question is, what's in our hearts? Is he the pearl of great price?